Nothing in your life is an accident. Nothing. In this moment, I'm sitting here looking out at the ocean in Belize, sipping on a cup of coffee, smiling at life and how all the little things I've asked for have entered into my life one way or another. The freedom, the friendships, the confidence, the experiences, even the things I thought I wanted, but ended up despising. I asked for all of it. Now, don't get me wrong. I've gone through my fair share of pain and suffering to get here. Trust me. But all of it, including the suffering, has served its purpose one way or another. It wasn't always like this. It feels like only yesterday I was stuck hopping in and out of jobs I hated, wondering why life was so unfair to me. I was a 22-year-old class clown who turned into a nihilist with depression and anxiety through the roof, wondering why my college degree granted me none of the freedom it promised. I was broke, afraid, and more than anything, I felt alone, like nobody truly understood me. I felt deceived and lied to. After breaking down crying in front of my parents, I was stabbed with the uncomfortable truth that the only solution that they could offer me was their love. They had no real answers for me on where I should take my life. This is when I realized that this was my journey, not theirs. This is the story of my awakening. In order to understand how I got to that point, we must go back 2 years to when I was 21. A college freshman, the only thing I loved was taken away from me, the sport of wrestling. I started at the age of 13. The sport gave me my purpose and my confidence at a young age. I was talented. My two older brothers also wrestled, and my entire family was heavily involved in the sport. We practiced year-round, attending tournaments anywhere we could find them. My mom even ended up marrying my high school wrestling coach. Let's just say it was my entire life. Less than a month into my first college season, I suffered a severe hip injury that took me off the mat. It didn't help my healing process that the entire college wrestling team was toxic and my coach very disrespectful. I stuck around because my brothers were both there and I followed their lead. At this point, I wasn't making decisions on my own. I just was doing what I thought I was supposed to do. My mental health quickly declined and I became fearful of even attending practice. With my physical, mental, and emotional health at risk, I was yearning for solutions. I also had a lot of free time. I was only taking 12 credits that semester, and sitting out of practice, I had a lot of free time to explore. This is how I discovered yoga and meditation. I've always been interested in spirituality and its concepts since a teenager. I just didn't know what it was called at the time. When I started meditating, I quickly realized how it gave me peace of mind and confidence to handle my situation. It detached me from my predicaments and allowed me to view what I was going through as an observer, almost like I was watching a movie and playing the main character at the same time. It was this seemingly minor epiphany that changed my entire life. I began to understand that who I am is not just Taylor Jones, but on a deeper level, I am the spectator of awareness behind the actor, Taylor Jones. I realized at this moment that many of our struggles in life come from becoming so attached to our stories and characters that we cling to outcomes and react emotionally. We lose touch with the filmmaker or our higher spectating self who is watching the movie from the outside. Now, I totally understand that for some of you, this may be really far out, and I may be losing some of you at this point, but bear with me. Reflecting back on my 26 years of life, all of my suffering has never been a result of my situation or circumstances themselves. It has always been a result of my reaction and attitude to the circumstances playing out. At 26 years old, I handle more chaos on a daily basis than my 22-year-old self times 10. But I handle it with ease and confidence. How can this be? Well, you could say that this ease is the result of an increased skill and ability due to experiences of business and life. And maybe that's the case. But I would like to present a different viewpoint. For example, what about all the people in their 40s, 50s, and 60s who have seemingly done it all? They've made the millions in the bank, okay? and the business and all the skills and life experiences they have, why are they still suffering and not happy all the time? I think we all know at least one person who has a lot of money, but not a lot of joy in their heart. My viewpoint is on this comes back to my one central main message that I want to make clear in this video. Life begins with you, and the world reflects everything you hold to be true about it back to you, not the other way around. Your thoughts, your beliefs, your prejudices, it's like one big hologram, and you're the projector. Many people go wrong and suffer because they try to fix the world around them to change how they feel on the inside. This never works. To make matters worse, we're all caught up in society's hologram as well, or the collective experience. I call this collective experience the matrix. So when one says that they have exited the matrix, I see that they are saying that they have seen through the veil of untruths and lies on a collective level and have moved their consciousness to a point of individual decision-making and observation where they make their own rules and beliefs instead of outsourcing this to the masses, which is what most people do. A free human, in my eyes, is one that sees the world how it truly is. They have built out a thorough moral and ethical code, and using their firsthand experiences of life and intuition to navigate the world, trusting themselves instead of what others have told them to believe. Okay, so going back, how can, of all of what I'm saying today, enhance your life? Well, you guessed it. Everything you have or don't have up until this point is entirely your fault. I want you to notice in your body how that feels when I say that. Do you get defensive? Do you think about other people and circumstances in which you would like to blame for your pain? Do you feel angry towards me in which you could tell me that I don't understand and that your situation is different? Good. That's normal. To be honest, I felt the same way. I wanted to blame my parents for not teaching me about business. I wanted to blame my dad for not teaching me how to talk to girls. I wanted to blame my mom for not letting me have a girlfriend till I was 16 and making me kind of awkward in high school. I wanted to blame my grandpa for telling me that business is too risky and I need a job. I realized that as long as I am passing blame onto others, I will never have the power. When you look yourself in the mirror and say everything in my life is my fault, now you have the power. So what should you do? Well, I say fuck it all and go do what you want. Go seek experiences that prove to yourself that your wildest fucking dreams are possible. That is really your only task. Live your life in a way that makes sense to you. That is the only thing that matters. When I started to travel and build my first business, my entire family told me I was nuts. I remember my brother looking me in the eyes and telling me that I'm crazy and I really need to chill out. I didn't care because it felt good in my soul. I felt inspired. I felt expansive. And yeah, I didn't have all the answers, but I could feel something inside of me was growing. The failure itself even felt right. Go live your life today like your great-grandkids are watching. The collective experience is counting on you. Seriously. Especially right now. The collective vibration affects all of us. And I'm sick and tired of seeing people doing things they hate. Make your life a first-hand expression that says to everyone, fuck you. This is my life. Build out a hologram of beliefs and attitudes towards the matrix that reflect back to you what you want to see. If you're a nihilist, start believing that good things happen and that people are out to help you. If you've been cheated on in relationships, start asking why. What has this taught you? Look for the lesson in everything. This will set you free, as learning is what we are here to do. Understanding the lessons of your life will expedite your evolution and make your life way more simple. This is truly what I believe to be the source of my ease in life and confidence. Instead of trying to control, I let things happen. I enjoy the great things and I learn from the painful things. I set my intention and carry myself through life as if that manifestations are coming to me without my immediate control. Because as the mystics say, you shall always find what you're looking for. If you're looking for hate, you'll see hate everywhere. If you're looking for God, you'll see God everywhere. God bless. Share this with a friend.